Welcome to A Servant's Heartbeat. My name is Becky Brown. Thanks for listening to our new Make Him Known series, where each week you'll get to hear the heartbeat of a fellow servant of the Lord. This is all about knowing Him and making Him known. Today I'd like to talk to you about the fruit of the Spirit. When I think about the fruit of the Spirit, I automatically begin to quote love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23. It becomes like a goal to be achieved in my life. A self-assessment to administer. Hopefully, I will actually measure up. But when I think about a tree being filled with fruit, as Jesus made reference to many times in Scripture, Matthew 7, 17, a good tree produces good fruit, and also John 15, 5, we're not just asked to bear fruit that looks good, but to not let it rotten without being eaten. Naturally, there's some fruit laying on the table somewhere that is not being eaten fast enough and it begins to rotten. So we cut it up and put it in the freezer or we find some way to preserve it for further use. But eventually, some of the fruit is thrown out if it's not used within its allotted time. Love isn't meant to be kept to oneself. It's meant to be shared. Joy is too hard to contain, and it's easily spread to others around us. I could go on through the remaining seven of the fruit of the Spirit. They are to feed the hungry souls of God's people, as well as those that have not yet come to the knowledge of salvation. I think personally of myself when I'm in need of emotional support, I go searching for a friend that I know loves me. Someone that is not down at the bottom with their own life's issues. Someone that can help me find peace in my situation. That will understand my humanity and treat me with the kindness and understanding. Someone that understands that God is in my life or that holds on to my faith. Someone that won't put me down or feel like I'm below them, but will be patient with me where I'm at on my journey of life. Basically, I'm looking for someone that has the fruit of the Spirit, that I can find the sweet savor of God working through their hands, words, and actions. Fruit isn't supposed to sit on a tree or fall to the ground and become rotten, but it must be used to help nourish the souls of those around us. It's not a goal to be achieved, but a product to be shared. It's time I take an inward look and see if I'm producing fruit to feed those that are hungry around me.